talking to Jocelyn Terpstra and Jacqueline Holmes of the Pella Christian Cross Country team, and you guys qualified for the state meet as individuals. What is that feeling like to you guys, knowing that you're going to have a chance to represent PC at Fort Dodge in the state meet?
It's really exciting to make it to state at a small school. Obviously, there's not a lot of chances to get to state. So, yeah, it's really exciting. It's obviously also really hard for us, as we were hoping that our team would make it, and we were close but didn't quite get there. So it's a hard day, too.
For me personally, I think it's just so real. Last night I was just like dreaming about it, and now it's coming true. And I'm so happy I get to have my teammate Jocelyn with me, because she's definitely one of my biggest inspiration when it comes to like running. And also, it's a little sad just because I really wanted to go with the team, but I'm pretty sure next year we'll be able to do it. But yeah.
Absolutely. And you guys talk about being so close for the team. And I know that you guys are a very tight-knit team, and you have a lot of fun running together. What was that like, knowing that you came up just on the wrong side of making it as a team, but then on the flip side, knowing that you get to go as an individual? What's kind of that feeling like? I know you kind of talked about it a little bit, but more so like for you personally, what is that feeling like, knowing that you still get to represent the school, but not as a team, unfortunately?
Yeah, it's still really exciting and honoring to be able to represent our school. But yeah, as you said, it is so hard to not make it as a team, because it's just such a special feeling to like come together with all your teammates when you've all been working so hard, and everyone deserves the reward at the end of the season. But it's still really honoring to be able to make it. So
I would say that's really hard, because every girl on the team is the reason why I'm here and why I'm going to state. And so it's really hard to not have like them with me, but they'll be there anyways to cheer us on. But it's really hard to not have them there.
Yeah, and today was obviously a tough course. I know that it took its toll on a lot of runners here today. What was some of those challenges like on this course here for the Pekin state qualifying meet?
Yeah, for me it was the weather. My muscles went like numb, and so even if I had the energy to keep running, it was just really hard to get my body moving and continue moving fast.
Yeah, I would say the weather too, because every time I sucked in the air, it like burned my lungs, and so it really hurt to finish the line, like to cross the line. But there was two hills that was pretty hard too. I wanted to basically roll down them, but I finished at least.
Absolutely. And you know, obviously a lot of teams, a lot of different girls that you're competing with here, and now you go to the state qualifying meet, and you guys are also running against a big number of teams, a big number of runners individually. What is that like when you're trying to compete against so many? What is that feeling like, trying to get to the front and stay out front and put yourself in a position like you did today to qualify for the state meet?
Yeah, it's really nerve-wracking, but it's just important to try to stay relaxed. And once the race starts, everyone's just running and trying to get to the end of the race. So I'm going to try not to put a lot of pressure on myself at the state meet, because it's just super exciting that I even got there in the first place.
I think for me, I'm probably just going to work on just timing. A lot of times I worry about placement, but at the same time, I just try to do best for my body. And so I just listen to my body and hopefully I just get a good time.
Absolutely. And, you know, going up to Fort Dodge, what are some of your guys' expectations running on that course up there and trying to, you know, put together a strong finish in the state meet?
Yeah, I've heard that it's a really flat course, so I'm excited for that. And in this next week of practice, we'll be doing more tapering and backing off of mileage to hopefully get a career PR.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the weather again. I hope that it's like this weather, because I loved how cool it was.
You guys talked about the weather, obviously. You know, it's as the weather starts to get cooler, how do you guys prepare mentally and physically to, you know, battle those conditions as the temperatures drop for these meets?
Yeah, we try to keep a lot of layers on right until the start of the race to keep our muscles warm. And yeah, there's not much else you can do. I don't know.
Yeah, going with Joss, you just have to layer up. That's really all you got to do before the line. And basically just tell yourself you got this. That's what I do.
Absolutely, guys. Well, congratulations on making the state meet. We look forward to seeing how you guys do up at Fort Dodge. And hopefully you guys can bring home some more accolades for both yourselves and for Pella Christian. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.